There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nick Costos was just with us, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Nick, not a Deshaun Watson fan.
No, you think?
Nick, a huge Kevin Stefanski fan.
Yes, that's
Nick
true.
Nick saying, I think when you see Ken Dorsey's play calling, you'll see the Browns pass the ball more. Should I gulp on that? Should I go, uh-oh? What should I? If that's true, is that good?
Are you really buying that they could pass the ball more? I don't.
Well, it's kind of what the rep was on Dorsey in Buffalo.
Okay.
They went back to the running game after he left, and they were much more successful. Ken said, this was the first time it was brought up to me by Kevin Stefanski about me calling plays.
If you go back and listen to what he said, this is about Kevin reflecting on what's going on. And Kevin, again, I don't know if he's trying to sell this to us or not, but it's Kevin saying, look, I need to reevaluate what I'm doing here. He's looking in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? So this is about Kevin saying, maybe we just need a fresh voice here to try to mix things up. Because I don't think everything's wrong. So maybe if we add a different spice to the mix, that maybe that might change things. As a coach, I don't know how you can look at things and just go, okay, we still have more chances to try to turn this thing around. I can't look at the percentage chance of us not making the playoffs. I need to go out and we need to get a win this week. And maybe we just had a rough start because things didn't work right. So if you're trying to win and he feels like that's the best thing to do, that's what Kevin decided to do, is the way it feels. At least that's what I got from the beginning.
What do you think, folks? 216-474-0092. That's your new play caller. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan. We just heard Ken Dorsey, new play caller for the Browns. He was the offensive coordinator, now calling plays. He says Kevin never brought it up to him until now. I think it's interesting, the double whammy here. Different quarterback, different play caller.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what it means. You know, we've thrown out a couple of thoughts as what it could mean. If it looks real different, and Nick Costos brought this up as well when we talked to Nick in the 10 o'clock hour. If it looks really different, what's going to get the credit, if there's credit to go around for that? Would it be Jameis or would it be the play calling? What would it be? I think making two major changes kind of makes it a slightly convoluted situation.
Could be a third major change if you integrate Nick Chubb into the system a little bit more, if you think he's getting healthier and he can play. So, you know, having a little bit of a running attack with Nick, maybe let's just perhaps say you do get someone who runs for over 100 yards in a game. Wow, that would be refreshing. And Nick could be the guy to do that. So that could be another twist into why the offense is starting to sing. I also think that, you know, if you're looking at the Browns' offensive line and it looks a little bit healthier to you and it's playing a little bit better and that they can maybe keep some defenses on their heels, not knowing that they've got to pass every down and they might be able to run the ball a little bit more, I think these are all things you can look at. But I think we're going to find out real quick, especially against a Ravens defense that might be susceptible to letting the Browns' offense actually breathe and move the ball down the field a little bit. We're going to find out if this is perfume on a pig real quick.
Not lipstick, perfume, huh?
Perfume.
The interesting combination here to me, Jameis throws the ball. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Dorsey likes to throw the ball as a play caller. We saw that in Buffalo, maybe to the detriment of the Bills and to Ken's career in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Ravens are giving up more passing yards than any team in the NFL. Get ready, baby. Here it comes. Dan's in Lakewood. Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. First thing first, it worked for Cool Ray and Kingpin, so I am now Top Cat.
Top okay? Cat.
Top Dang. Cat Dan in Lakewood, or just Top Cat.
Or just Top right. Cat. Which right. one?
Everyone's okay. going to be a cartoon character by the end of next week. It'll be great.
That's right. Hey, you know, I was online yesterday waiting to talk, and Jeff, I think you hit it right on the money, okay? I'm a computer guy. You don't make two changes at one time because you don't know what fixed it. You got got two parts sitting there that you took out. Which one are you going to throw away? You don't know. That's why you don't do that. You do one at a time. And there's only one reason that I believe this happened. The man who was the most responsible for Deshaun Watson, which I believe was the puppet master, as I've heard him called, he's giving himself an excuse. You know, okay, well, no, it really wasn't Deshaun. It was offensive coordinator, right? The other way, if you do one and it gets fixed, if Winston comes in there and everything goes good, they can only blame Watson.
I mentioned that yesterday, Dan. If by chance Jameis went out and lit it up and Kevin was calling the plays after Joe Flacco did that last year, well, that there's only one place to point a finger then, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Dan, that's an interesting thought. Thank you, Top Cat. Appreciate that.
Are we going to start giving out nicknames? This could be like we should start calling the show the Clubhouse, you know, like Baseball Clubhouse. Although baseball
like Mickey
doesn't...
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
No, like a Baseball Clubhouse. Where baseball used to have so many great nicknames. Now they're just...
Everything ends in
E. We get excited with Big Christmas, you know,
Other than Big Christmas, just nicknames just end in E.
Yeah, there just aren't any great nicknames anymore.
Yeah, just add an E to it. Baskiny. Oh, we love Bass.
Like Squints. Isn't Squints a great nickname for...
Or an ER. Like you would be...
Like Voter.
Yeah, Voter. Baskiner.
Nah, that doesn't work.
Yeah. We're trying.
Yeah.
Steven is in Lyndhurst. Hello, Steven.
Hey.
Steven.
Hey, gentlemen.
What's your nickname?
Starting all over again, going to be rough. So rough, but we going to make it.
All right, good.
After Sunday, Kevin Stefanski, Barry... Dorsey, they all can pack their bags.
You're saying last Sunday or this coming up Sunday against the Ravens?
After this Ravens debacle, this absolute demolishing, crushing loss, they all can pack their bags. It's dysfunctional. I knew it was dysfunctional when you had the leading receiver for the last 2 years in the AFC North, got you 1,200 yards with five different quarterbacks, and you go out and sign Jerry Jeudy and give him all this money, and then you, on the back end, try to lowball your number one receiver, then turn around and try to trade him, and then you want to know why he's disgruntled and don't want to play for your organization.
He was still making more than Jerry Jeudy, just for the record.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have to.
Probably matters to Jerry Jeudy.
You have to provide for the hands to feed you. Cooper was loyal to the Browns. Loyal to them. And... If you're a player in that locker room and you're seeing that, you know, I wonder what the Miles Garrett and the Wards is really thinking about. I guarantee they're probably thinking about, please trade me to a winner.
Steven, the one thing about Amari, and I like Amari, I don't consider him absolute upper echelon in the NFL. I was a little surprised the Browns didn't offer him an extension of a year or two at similar compensation. But if Amari wanted big, big money, I don't know that I would have done that either.
Look, here's the deal. When you are proven factor and you done went out and you have proven yourself, he was the best receiver in the AFC North for the last 2 years. I mean, you have to reward the guy. You don't turn your back on the guy.
Chase guy's pretty good.
But here's the whole thing in a nutshell for the Cleveland Browns. To me, Ken Dorsey sounds just like Kevin Stefanski. They all in the same boat. And they all leaving. I'm telling you, starting all over again is going to be rough. So rough, but we can make it. I'm telling you, Haslam is going to clean house. And you seeing it right now. He talking about, he walked over. The head coach came over to him and said he wanted me to do it. No, the owner told you to do it.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much. Steve apparently has bugs planted in the Haslam offices.
Oh, man.
Might be right. You never know.
Are we all truly in the same boat? Are we all fishing in that same hole? You know what I'm saying?
No.
We're just wondering where the time goes.
I don't.
We're all in the same boat. Yeah.
We getting real philosophical on a Thursday here?
What are you doing?
This is what we're doing.
The great philosopher Zach Brown once said all those things. That's all.
Oh.
What is the sound of one hand clapping?
You know, we could all believe what we believe. I'm just saying, peacefully, we can agree to disagree on some of these things. But you just can't judge a man until you walk a country mile in his shoes. That's all I can say.
Did you call up the lyrics, or you just like?
No, I just, it's one of my favorite songs.
Okay. John is in Cleveland. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Good morning.
It couldn't be finer. We had a stirring press conference from Ken Dorsey that Andy and I truly enjoyed.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm happy as a pig in mud, and I'll tell you what.
Wearing perfume or lipstick?
Yeah, perfume or lipstick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'll have to wait and see. But, you know, from day one, when Stefanski was hired, it was like, okay, offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, you're the head. I wanted a head coach. I do want a head coach. Maybe he's it now. I wanted an offensive coordinator from day one. I did not want my coach throwing plays out there and being the offensive coordinator.
Reason well, they had offensive coordinators. He was the play caller.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's ridiculous to me. Does Mike Tomlin play the call? He make the calls? Does he make the
plays? No, does Andy Reid? Yes.
Yeah, well, so what? Who is Andy Reid? Who is Andy Reid?
Who does he think all that those Super Bowl
sucks.
Trophies? There those are
no
all Andy just
there
ornaments.
No other Andy Reid in the NFL.
Yeah.
Andy
yeah.
And nobody can be Andy Reid.
That's right.
Andy
except Reed's for Andy
Reid. Special animal. Listen, now Mr. Stefanski can run around to each of his departments there and find out what the hell's going on. Get the play calling away. You don't want that. You want to manage the game. You want to put your boot up someone's keister during the game and know why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Not holding the menu card.
You don't want to have to go look at the tape later. You want to know right then, right,
wait,
John?
You may still want to hold the menu card just in case you don't know those off the top of your head.
Game time decisions.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want it. Then you can play the clock. Then you're not going to have penalties. Then you're not going to run out of time because you're there commanding the field. And your quarterback is on the playing field commanding, but you are there calling the shots behind the field. And everybody should be afraid of you for not messing up. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, you got to tighten up, buddy. You can't be no lovey-dovey. Well, you know what? You had a bad day. I understand. No. Come.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Game time, if there's something messed up, you run down there to your coordinator, to whoever it is, and you get, I want to know what happened, what's going on.
It's true. Why is Kyle Shanahan calling his own plays? What kind of success is he having? Sean McVay, I mean, has he ever had success calling plays before? Has he?
Just make it.
Guys, did you, how many head coaches are calling plays in the NFL?
Do you want me to keep naming them? Shanahan, McVay,
probably
Reed,
about half anyway.
McDaniels, LaFleur,
how many
Payton.
Teams out of 32 are going to the Super Bowl?
Well, last year and the year before.
You know, here's another question.
Kevin O'Connell.
You know what? Here's another thing. Oh,
Shane Steichen.
You know, how do you feel? You haven't had any plays over 40 yards. You know what? Guys, give me four drives, 10 minutes a drive, you know, making 4 yards a carry, 4 yards a pass. But if I win the game, who gives a darn?
There you go.
John, you got
take us home. Wave the flag.
You got background music, John. Nice job.
What, the betting guys care?
Thank you, John.
Betting guys. Jerks.
John got
background
music.
No, wait, you're not a jerk, but we don't care.
That was him. What an honor for John. I mean,
he got his own background music.
Who gets background music? Other than you.
That's true. Well, you did the other day.
When your face starts to turn red.
That's okay. It's passion, Jeff. You need to have some passion instilled in you.
I have plenty of passion.
Would you guys want Kyle Shanahan to call the plays? Would you want Sean McVay to call the plays? I don't know. Yes. Yeah, I think I would.
Matt LaFleur, you want that guy to call plays?
You think that's it? How many other
O'Connell, you want that guy to call plays?
Andy Reid is a... Yes, that's special.
Okay.
Matt Eberflus with that defense roaring, you want that to call plays?
If it works, I don't care.
Errol!
is our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You may have heard him talking to Ken Dorsey during the Browns play callers press conference that we heard about 40 minutes ago right here on Baskin and Phelps. Good morning, Daryl.
I know I am energized and ready for this.
See, I thought you would be. I did think it was interesting that Ken said this was the
inspiring
first.
Inspiring came immediately to mind, Jeff.
Oh, what?
Inspiring. He was inspiring. A little inspiring. He tried, didn't he? Got to get A for
There's
effort.
No magic coach or no magic pill to fix this offense. I feel better already.
Menigan has a new toy. Unfortunately, Ken Dorsey's press conference inspired him to use it way too often today, Daryl. I did think it was interesting.
Daryl, that might have been me at the game last week, too, by the way.
Or during a podcast.
Actually, I can confirm that was you during the game.
It was me during the game.
I have pictures to prove it.
Yeah, he does. I may have just kind
and
of.
You didn't send those to Jeff and I? What the hell, man?
He had to delete them right away.
I thought we were cool.
I just was shutting my eyes, contemplating what the Browns could be doing better. That's all I was doing.
Daryl, I may have those from right here in the studio, but I won't send them to
you. You know, there's nothing better than a good 13, 14-second nap. That's all I can say.
Yeah. All right, okay, can I get to my point?
No, not really.
Did you find it at all interesting that Ken Dorsey said this was the first time that Kevin brought up the notion of me calling plays?
Yeah, I did find that. That was one of a few things I found interesting this morning. All keyword right. few.
What else?
That was about no magic coach, no magic pill quote was pretty good. In fact, that's going to be the lead brownie bite today, because they're just about they're terrible and just about doing everything offensively, which is why I asked him if does him calling plays change anything materially, and he's like, yeah, no, not really. So I'm like, okay, good. So we have that to look forward to. Great.
Is this team going to look any better on Sunday?
Good Lord, that was an extended Baskin sigh.
All right, is this team going to look any better on Sunday? Any better?
Probably not. They are playing the Ravens, and the Ravens are really good at football.
Their pass defense stinks. Jameis is going to throw for 973.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, Daryl.
Have you seen the Browns pass game this year?
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
They have played a few teams that have struggled defending the pass, except for when they play the Browns.
Yeah, but now you have a different quarterback, one whose arm is actually still attached to his body.
Yeah, well, the other arm got sewn back on, too, so I don't think we're going to use that excuse.
Okay.
Daryl, I do invite everyone to check out the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. By the way, that is...
Daryl's not just making an appearance for a promo. We're supposed to get information
No, this is for a promo, too. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. In fact, if you go to that It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast right now, Daryl, you will find it absolutely riveting. And do you think it's cute that the city is trying to use the Modell Act?
Oh, I wasn't done talking about the passing game.
Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
You're going stadium already?
Yes, because Daryl has a lot to say and we don't have a lot of time.
Okay, well, we got all the time we want. It's Daryl's show.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying. I want people to go listen to the podcast, too.
So. Daryl, does anything change with Ken Dorsey calling plays? Do you think any schematically, philosophy, anything based on maybe what he did in Buffalo?
Probably not, because after he got fired in Buffalo, things all of a sudden went well for the Bills. And they haven't really looked back. So, no, I really don't. I think that the material change potentially could come with what you alluded to, the fact that Jameis Winston's starting this week, not Deshaun Watson. Maybe Jameis can provide a spark to an offense that can't score 20 points or put together a play that can go for 40 yards. That's just mind-boggling to me that they have zero plays this year through seven games that have gone for 40 yards. Everyone else in the league has multiple plays that have gone for 40 yards. The Browns don't have a single one. And they've not been able to score 20 points in the game. So, and even worse, the offense is actually even worse than that if you take away defensive and special team scoring. So, like, so that's where my intrigue lies. Is, you know, can Jameis Winston, you know, he's the guy that's been doing the, you know, the 1-2-3 go Browns and all that, you know, the pregame speeches and stuff like that. You know, can he rally the troops? And he did talk about that yesterday, that it's a lot easier to do those types of things when you're actually on the field participating, rather than just being the guy, you know, holding the clipboard on the sidelines providing support. So I'll be interested to see if Jameis can be the guy to give them a bit of a spark, because I kind of feel like that at this point in the season is really what we're clinging to.
All right, Daryl, I'm going to go two roads here. Why, you pick the road we're going to go down. Ready? One, Kevin Stefanski's Great. Future. Kevin Stefanski's future. Two, the future home of the Browns. So you pick your poison.
Well, I'll just say this about Kevin's future. I find the decision, the timing, all that somewhat interesting. I don't know if that is a decision that he made in a vacuum and all by himself. I think that there's some questions there. I they need to start winning some football games. They need to start showing a pulse, especially on the offensive side of things, because – again, they've got too much talent to be this inept.
All right, Daryl, let me take it down the other road then. The Modell Law, which seems to be something that the either city or city council would like to be invoked on the Browns concerning their moving away from the lakefront, will or will not be a real thing here?
Well, I think it's going to be a real thing in the fact that the city is going to, you know, go. You know, take it to the courts and see if they can compel the Browns to remain within the city limits. I don't know how, if the Browns fulfill the lease obligation, I don't know how the city has standing when the team fulfilled the obligation to the lease and there is no monies, whether it's repaying the Browns for the 2014-15 loan, renovation, whether it's the debt service on the stadium, there's no financial obligations for the city of Cleveland beyond 2028. I'm not a lawyer. I kind of feel like this is performance art. I kind of feel like this is a way where the city is asking or wants the Browns to cut them a check just for fun. Because I was just curious, the Browns right now pay $250,000 a year in rent for that stadium. Okay. So that is $7.5 million over 30 years. I don't know. The Browns cut a check to the city of Cleveland for $7.5 million and say to them, hey, we'll pay you rent for the next 30 years to let us go away. And we'll make a one-time payment. And boom, there you go. Here's your $7.5 million.
Yeah, but that, if that gets out, right, that's bad for the politicians, isn't it? If that would get out, money that they don't have to. I mean, come on, we got an election coming up.
Yeah, this is. I just feel like this is a lot of it's performance art and disingenuous from these politicians right now. I really do.
Daryl, is it the mayor or is it council? Like, who's pushing this?
It's all of them together? It's all of them. Yeah,
Because you would think in some ways, because somebody walked up to me today and they go, I kind of understand everybody's side on this, but at one point, doesn't the city want to, like, focus on some other stuff where they don't have to play landlord and that they can rehabilitate the lakefront and actually have some development down there and look at this as a fresh start, actually moving forward rather than backward?
Yeah, I mean, the stadium's not easy to maintain and upkeep. And I wrote about this yesterday. I encourage people to go to on our website and read what I wrote, not just about the Modell Law thing, but I've got some more detail regarding what it would take to stay in that stadium. The $1 billion renovation, by the way, is like the starting point to stay in the stadium. I've talked to folks that have told me that there is the potential over the course of a new lease that the city wants in that building, that there's an additional $500 to $700 million in capital improvements that would need to be accounted for going throughout the course of that lease, that 25 to 30-year lease. So it's this whole thing's about more than a $1 billion renovation going into that stadium as well. And I think that that's, you know, and by doing that, guess what? Okay, you're investing that money. Let's say it's $1.7 billion over 30 years that gets invested into that particular stadium. Guess what you don't get? You don't get the Final Four. You don't get college football playoff games. You don't get bowl games. You don't get the draft. You can't compete for a Super Bowl. You can't, like, all those other major events, all of a sudden you don't get. But, hey, you got a shiny new renovated stadium. Well, for $700 million more, over 30 years for that, you know, $1.7 billion. Well, you get a shiny new dome that allows you to compete for all of those extra events as well. So, this is, again, I just feel like the Cleveland politicians right now, the county politicians, they're not forward thinking, and they're thinking about saving face. And they're acting like the Browns are moving to Baltimore again. They're not. They're literally moving across the street from the airport and going to, you know, and want to put in a complex that will complement what is going to be invested in the airport as well. So I don't understand why they're doing it other than they want the Browns to cut them a check to say bye to Cleveland. That's the only thing that I can think of is as far as their motivation.
Daryl, thank you, buddy.
You bet, guys.
Thanks, Daryl.
Daryl's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.